Horror Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it is Sunday, and time for iced tea. And also the weekly challenge. That's why I post a topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in an editing program, ramble a bit in between, this time into my headphones, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is Weekly Challenge 202, and the topic is bats. The music you're hearing in the background is by, well, it's a clip that I got from a library. But normally I have something by Guy David at GuyDavid.com. We've got a fun batch of stories this week in the topic of bats, so let's go ahead and hear them in the order that I received them. First up is Zachman.
This is Zachman. My story is called Blatant Plug for Small Starter Con Not Far From My Home. Son said, you should check out at Asake Con. Ate as in sister? No, at as in Twitter. You can link to the website. We want Anime Society of Antioch High Convention on March 20th, 2010 in Antioch, California to be a success. I asked if anyone planned to come dressed as Joker or bats. No, but people wearing video game and anime costumes are likely. I will go because Sun worked really hard last year. I rarely see him do that at home. Think Sun will hit someone with a bat if talked into wearing that dress again this year.
Thank you, Zachman. It sounds like you have a lovely family there. Well, that's the first story here. We've got a bunch more. But before I continue, need I remind you that all the stories are up and available at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com in text form. That way, if you can't understand what anyone is saying, well, they're up there, especially for the deaf. That way you don't have to get me on Skype and fire up a camera and ask me to sign it for you. It's all there. Next up in our friendly little weekly challenge here is Vince T. You may know him as Fricker Fraker. Also, Ican Has Bite and Terrazabite. All sorts of different names. He has a thousand names and a thousand faces. Which face will be telling the story today? Let's find out.
Hello, this is Vince, otherwise known as Fricker Fracker in Second Life. Actually, I go by many names. V-Man, Vinny T, Vinny, Vince, Vincent, and of course, Frickin' Frackin' Fricker. Hey, you can see the rest of my oddball antics and of course download my music at ICanHasBite.com. See the show notes for spelling. Here is my 100-word story for weekly challenge number 202 with the topic of bats. Gramps always had a way with words. Kids would be playing ball on his lawn and he'd walk out onto his porch and yell, "Hey, you slackers! Why don't you go play on the highway where you belong?" The kids would leave and yell back, "You crazy old man! Do you have bats in your head? The highways aren't safe." Later that day, Gramps had to run to the store to pick up his glasses. As he backed out of his driveway, he hit a kid. "You see? Now that wouldn't have happened if you played on the highway."
Thank you, Vince. Or how else shall we know you? I'll remember you as the King of the Flute. Or maybe the Duke of the Flute. Duke, Duke, Duke of the Flute, Flute, Flute. Okay, I'm going to drink mine. By the way, just to prove that I actually listened to these stories this week, the original download that I had, like, cut off at 95%. I'm having issues with Thunderbird and the IMAP server, so I had to go to Gmail and download it again. And I got it. Next up, after we've run over some kids, it's Jeffrey from Great Height, the height of podcast fiction.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is for week number 202, at least I believe that is the week number. Topic is bats. I know it's been a really long time since I've been here, but, I've had my reasons. None of them bad, just been very busy. All right, let's get into the story. I call it simply, Bat Crazy. Bats. What? You asked me what I was afraid of. Bats. Brad, that was 4 months ago. Yeah? It took you 4 months to determine what you're afraid of? Well, I was busy. You know, I had other things on my mind. What other things? I mean, the computer runs the ship. We have less to do than Dave and Frank. And I asked you 4 months ago. What were you thinking about? I'm not afraid of much. I was cleaning my toenails. I don't want to infect a new world with that. Yeah. You know, bats? Not scary. Alright, so that was my story. I hope you enjoyed it. If you liked this story or would like to hear ones like it, please take a moment to go out to greatheights.blogspot.com, where we do a weekly short story contest as well. Except you can go much over 100 words. We've also added a new monthly prompt, so you can come out and check that out. And, yeah, we have some guest hosts occasionally, and once in a while, even Lawrence comes over and joins us. He helped us with a feedback episode just recently. You should ask him about that sometime. Alright, that's it, and until next time. The music you're listening to is Harry Not Scary from, of all things, the Missouri Department of Conservation on their album called Critter Rock, the kids' album. But I thought it fit for this topic. In the dark of the night, bats are at home without a speck of light. Harry, not scary, they've had a bad rap. No need to fear a little brown bat. Harry, not scary, they've had a bad rap. No need to fear a little brown bat.
You know, that's cool. People including music and at the end of their thing to highlight what they like. As long as it's pod safe, I'm cool with it. That could be a fun one, where people pick a song that is pod safe, and then they're inspired by it and they share that. Okay, I'll make that. Whenever there's like a huge 7-way tie, I'll say, all of you lose. This is the new challenge. Okay. Just posted up a photo of Bruin laying on the sofa next to me. It's on Flickr. He's such a good boy. He loves having his tummy rubbed. We have taught him well. It's almost been a year since we found him. Yeah, he's a good boy. I think we raised him right. He doesn't bite. He doesn't claw. He's a good little boy. Yeah. Pet the fuzzy Tommy. Want me to make a movie of you? Yeah. Oh, you are purring. You're a happy boy. Yeah. Okay. As opposed to when he was a kitten. A pain in the butt. But occasionally he'd do poke butt. Although the baby does that now. That's why I'm sitting on the sofa. I'm safe. Oh, about that feedback episode. Check out Great Heights. Yeah, I know. I keep saying I'm going to write one. I know I suck. Blah, 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 blah. Don't get me started about work. I can't even think longer than 100 words. I barely think in terms of 100 words. I barely think. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. What does he have this time? You want to find out, don't you? Here we go.
The church looked down at the ranch home in the next lot. Excuse you. The house blushed, the sounds of copulating echoing from inside. Human infestation, it said. It happens. Balderdash, said the church, raising its voice above the moans from next door. They are sent by God to afflict the wicked. You're nuts, said the house. The church scoffed, its humans raising their voices in praise and song. When night came, a black cloud came close, bats flying back to their church steeple home. The house giggled to itself. I knew you had bats in your belfry, it said.
Ah, yes, bats in the church's belfry. Woo-hoo-hoo! Love it. At least it doesn't have a bell up there, so it's not some ding-a-ling. Ah! Thank you, Stephen. Next up is TJ. He said that things were brightening up and warming up there in North Dakota. Let's find out how things are this week. TJ, lay it on us like butter on a waffle.
Hi, this is TJ, and I won! I actually won! You like me! You really like me! Oh, I'd almost given up on the voting in here, but you went with bats! And this is why we don't let me win. Bats! Bats!
You've got bats in the belfry, said McBat. You're bonkers.
Not the belfry, the bathroom, said Betsy McBat.
What, off the boudoir?
No, back of the balcony.
We haven't got a balcony, you've gone birdie.
Oh, that big whatchacallit then, behind the balustrade.
Oh, off the landing in the guest bathroom.
Hey, they're driving me batty.
Short trip. Well, I'd better be after him. Where's the bat?
Bertie! You're not sending my cat after them!
Not Bertie. My bat.
You! Check behind the bar lounger!
I do. And with that, McBat did wield his bat and banish those bats from the bathroom.
Actually, I think that's why you should let TJ win. That's a fun one. Thank you, TJ, and good luck with the bats. Next up is Jay Radimus. Okay, is this going to be Bats in the Belfry, or is this going to be baseball? Which one do you think it is? Make your bets. I said bets, not bats. Okay, here we go. Jay Radimus.
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus for Weekly Challenge number 202 for the prompt of bats. I really struggled to decide which aspect of the word bats I was going to focus on, since the word could really be used in a lot of ways. I finally settled on something and came up with the following story entitled The Geek Child versus the Homophone. Every spring, I relive my greatest shame. When I was 9, I heard there would be tryouts at Yankee Stadium for Bat Boys. I couldn't believe it. My lifelong dream of the past 6 years had come true. Amidst daydreams of patrolling our fair city by moonlight alongside our own caped crusader, one I didn't even know we had, I prepared my homemade costume for the auditions. It had to be perfect, naturally. So I was so excited, I could barely eat. I arrived an hour early. Upon seeing the other kids, I refused to get out of the car. I hate baseball. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jay Radimus. Weren't we all the geek child once? I know I was twice. Next up, it's Justin. He didn't have time to record the story, but as a public service, I'll have the midget recorded for him. Remember, if you can't record the story, don't feel bad. Well, okay, you should feel bad, but the midget will record it for you anyway. Here we go.
I wound up and pitched. She batted her eye right back at me. I dodged it. She made it to first base. Making the giant zombie spider hitters use one of their own eyes as a ball lowers their sight advantage, but only a little bit. You might think using an eye is cruel, but the zombie flesh regenerates when it is replaced. We've got to win this game. Another loss means we have to feed more people to the spiders. It's the only way to keep them from overrunning us all. Who knew spiders love baseball so much?
Thank you, Justin. But most of all, thank you to the midget who washed off my headphones before handing them back to me. He's rather gross. Unlike Boo, I love to pet Boo, Tommy. You got a big nose. You have a funny kitty nose. You have a funny kitty nose. Yes, you do. I knew you were going to have a big nose when you were a kitten. Yeah. Hello. Oh, yeah, look up at me. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're a happy boy. He loves having his nose pet. He's a weird boy. Next up is Norval Joe. He has a story for you right now.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 202 with a prompt of bats. Bats don't play the harmonica, so there'll be no more of that this week. Here's my story. It would be so cool to be a bat, she thought. I could fly around and no one would see me. She climbed onto the back of the couch, hooked her legs, and tried to hang over, upside down. She immediately dropped on her back. Before she could control it, a yelp escaped her lips. What was that? Rebecca mumbled from where she sat across the room. If I was a bat, I could have a really cool name, Fluffy thought to herself as she crawled from behind the couch, sat, licked her paw, and acted like nothing had happened. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yay! Thank you, Norval Joe. I love that harmonica.
You like the harmonica too? Yes, you do.
Oh, you love having your tubby rubbed more and your chinny chin rubbed and your toes tickled. You don't even mind when I play with your feet. Yeah, what a good boy. Yes, you are. You don't like it when I rub your ears, though. Maybe you do. Depends how happy you are. Gotta start with the tummy and then work to the chin and then work to the...
You have to go in order on Bruin. He's got this order, but he doesn't bite or claw if you get him in the wrong order. You see? That's why he's such a good boy. Finally, We've got Planet Z. I hope you can survive this one.
Moonlight Graham. One plate appearance in the majors. Then, the season was over. He went back home, got married, and became a doctor. For 50 years, every cold, broken bone and baby born, that was his work. When he died, they found a closet full of blue hats he never got around to giving his wife. They also found closets full of gloves, bats, and baseball memorabilia, broken and defaced in nightly fits of rage. Then, in the crawl space, all the little leaguers who'd gone missing over the years, they quietly buried the baseball junk and bodies, and the ugly truth.
Well, that's it for Weekly Challenge number 202. On the topic of bats, I want to thank everybody who sent in their stories this week. I know, it's every week, week in, week out, but you keep rising to the challenge. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it, or why you do it. Why do you do it? Why? Why do I do it? Why does anyone do it? Why does Boo do it? Because he loves having his tummy rubbed. I don't know. One day, they'll look back and say, huh? What's all these files? Clear them off. We need somewhere to store more porn. You can check out all the stories and weekly challenges in the archives at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Every week, I'll post up a topic with the weekly challenge, just like this one, and then you get to go to town on it. Yep, what town? I have no idea, but you're going to town. Also, there are links to people's sites on that website and a poll to determine who will get to choose the next topic. Speaking of next topic, it's a tie, desperately ostentatious, and disconnected. Get going, folks. Give it a shot. Until then, there'll be more stories every day. And then, another one of these. Maybe I'll do it with a professional-grade microphone. I don't know. I'm just bouncing around. It's beautiful out. I think I should go outside. So, I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.